The salon at 1441 East Avenue is a room that holds about 100 people. It would be a big living room for most homes, but it's a rather intimate space for a concert. That's something cellist Stefan Royce has come to appreciate over the years.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to hate it when people were sitting very close to me. And I was always worried that my bow would hit somebody or their shoes would like move my music stand around. But actually, I've grown to like it, that close proximity. People really appreciate it. And there's something nice. I mean, people come early just to sit right in the front row there, in the front seats, just to see how I'm doing all of this, or we are doing all of this.
Royce plays at the Academy in a trio with pianist Rebecca Penice and violinist Mikal Kopelman. These concerts started 20 years ago, and the same three musicians have been together for this series for most of those years. And they're able to support each other without letting the others get too comfortable.
Personalities in a chamber group is a very important thing because, you know, when you rehearse together, you play together, especially that long, you have to get along on some level. And of course, like in every group, whether it's rock or classical, tensions develop, you know, that's normal, just like in any relationship, you know, marriage comes to mind. Yes, there are tensions, but the nice thing is that we've gotten along so well and we're still doing it. And that speaks for how well we're getting along. And you know, the interesting thing is also the tensions that develop within a group translate into great performances, because when you perform and there is a feeling, of tension, you know, because you think, oh my God, you know, she's playing too fast and what's he doing there? And I thought we were going to start this up, and so, you know, so there are certain things that happen in the moment and they actually translate into a wonderful performance because it makes it exciting and the audience feels they're really part of something exciting happening at that moment.
To celebrate the 20th anniversary of these salon concerts, the trio is playing the same music that was played on the very first Academy concert, trios by Beethoven and Mendelssohn.
You know, it's interesting. Mendelssohn definitely being one of the masters of gorgeous melodies. Right at the beginning, you know, it's introduced by the cello, gorgeous melody. You know, Beethoven, not so much. Beethoven wasn't a great melody writer, but he was a great architect. He knew how to put together big pieces of music with just small motifs. And if you analyze a little bit, it's just amazing what he did. You know, but you don't need to know any of this. It just strikes you as great, you know. So you have two different types of composing there, and they're both great.
After performing Sunday afternoon at the Rochester Academy of Medicine, the trio will then bring selections from this program to the much larger performance hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance.
I remember when I started here, I came here in 1988, and for many years in the beginning, the Hochstein Performance Hall looked like it was after the war somewhere in Europe. It was beautiful and it sounded wonderful, but it was in terrible shape. I remember there was a big net hanging from the ceiling because they were worried that some of the ceiling would fall down and hurt people. And there was no stage yet. It used to be a church, of course. There was no stage at all. So we would play at the lowest point in the hall, which was in the front. And they took out some of the pews, and that's where we played orchestra mostly at that point. And then, of course, the stage was built, and then the hall was renovated beautifully. It's my favorite hall in Rochester, I have to say. And even though it's rather large for chamber music, I love to play chamber music in that hall because there's something, despite its size, it's 900 seats, it's pretty large, it's still there's something very intimate about it.
For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Salami.